Thank you, Gary. Now, I know what you all are thinking. Joel, you're the one that set out the order of these speakers tonight. Why in the world would you put yourself having to follow that? And I did it for one reason and one reason only. Not because I can match up to it, but because I am the next generation. And this discussion this evening is about the 50 years of Chalcedon's ministry. But when Andrea Schwartz talked to me, and I think we'll all agree, she emphasized what we really want to talk about is the next 50. Because really, if all of those books that he talked about are left on the shelf to rot, to dry rot, they in the end mean nothing. And I am one of the people who came into their circles under their influence and read those books and have been able to be put in a position to carry that on in their legacy. And I want to prove that right now by stealing an anecdote that Gary North made up called the three-layer cake. And since we all just had a nice big piece of three-layer cake, this will hit home. And it had to do, of course, when, in his analogy, a family member passes on. When you're born, life is like a three-layer cake. Is this right, Gary? All right.
My father's observation.
Was your father's observation. You're the bottom layer, and your father is the top, is the middle layer, and your grandfather is the top layer. And most of us don't, may have shades of memories of that fourth generation, but that's not there for long. But there comes a point in your life when your grandparents pass away, and that's momentous for a lot of us. And you realize at that point that you're now the second layer, and there's a layer below you. And then there comes a point in your life eventually where even your parents pass away. And there comes a point when you realize, I am the top layer. And I'm here to tell you tonight that there's a point in every one of your lives when all of the great names of the books we read are going to be passed on. And the question is going to be, you're the top layer. What are you going to do? And we've heard this theme all evening, and I can promise you that not one of these men sat down and talked to each other about what their speeches were going to be about. And Martin hit on building foundations. Martin hit on being a stepping stone. Boy, what a huge... I wish you would have done your whole talk just on that one concept. You have to be willing to be a stepping stone so that you work your whole life for no credit just to pass on stuff to the next generation. That's important. You have to be willing to make that kind of sacrifice. And you heard it from Gary talking about what Rush passed on to him. And I could give you a similar story about how I came through. And the first book that I ever read from R.J. Rush Jr. was The Messianic Character of the American Education. And when you read that, you're hooked. In fact, if you read any Rush Jr. book, you're hooked. Now, I just had, as most of you know, I just had a conference in Tempe, Arizona. I had a debate over the subject of theonomy with another fellow. And there was a lot of what people call internet wars after that. Not all of it was pretty. But what has come out of this, among all things, is people, young men, bright young men, coming to me saying, I can see where the other side has been misrepresenting you guys all along. I want to know more. What do I read? They're the next layer. And many of you sitting here tonight with children in your laps or children that were in your laps and who knows where they are now. And these books on your shelves at home, my answer to you is, what is the answer? It's in your hands and it's in your lap. The books are in your hands. Don't let them waste away. The next generation is in your lap. Don't let it waste away. As some of my critics and opponents after this debate chided me online, one of them did a podcast, and I won't share all the details and the Lana anecdotes except to say this. He came out with this extremely strained problem that he has with theonomy somehow related to Islam. How theonomy is like Islam for some reason because of Acts 15. In Acts 15, they had this great council in Jerusalem. When the Pharisees said, Christians have to be circumcised. And Paul and the apostle stood up and said, no, that's not the case. And therefore, there are no Jewish boundaries. And I can't even begin to unravel the argument he tried to make out of this. And he said, until I hear an answer from the theonomists about what they really believe about Acts 15, then I'm going to have this problem. That was the essence of it. And I have the books in my hand. You have the books in your hand. And I went right to the shelf and I pulled down Rush Duty's Institutes and I went to this revolutionary thing called an index. And I flipped through the scripture index, Acts 15, right down to the verse. I went to the page number 732 through 734 of the Institutes, and I read a perfect explanation of how to understand Acts 15. Perfectly clear. And then I went down and pulled Greg Bonson's book, Theonomy and Christian Ethics. And I used that revolutionary device again, and I found in the scripture index, Acts 15, right down to it. And I read pages 132 and 133, and here's a perfect explanation of Acts 15. The problems that are so often thrown in our face and the hatred toward our movement that these guys are talking about has been answered over and over and over in very clear ways. And the answer is in your hand. And the next generation is in your lap. And the challenge tonight is it can't just be done by these men, as brilliant as they are, as amazing contributions that they have given. They didn't do it for their own glory. They didn't do it to be a set of names on your shelves. They did it so that you would pick it up and integrate it into your lives and teach it to your children and make the next layer on that foundation and train them up. And this particular church is such a blessing to me because it's so unique, and maybe many of you have other examples. But out of that debate and conference have come to me several young men saying, where are the answers? What do I read? What do I do? And I know that across this country, little pockets of that next generation are forming. And many of them are sitting in your lap. Don't waste that opportunity tonight. Don't waste it. Thank you.